AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Two U.S. officials tell the AP a threat from Iran prompted the Secret Service to boost Donald Trump's protection before an attempt to kill him over the weekend. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The officials say the assassination attempt appears unrelated to the original threat from Iran. Still, upon learning of it, the Biden administration told the Secret Service, which surged resources to protect Trump. That wasn't enough to prevent Saturday's attack. While in office, Trump ordered the killing of a top Iranian general.
He was a bloodthirsty terror, and he's no longer a terror. He's dead.
The National Security Council says Tehran has threatened former Trump administration officials ever since. An NSC spokeswoman says there is no known link between Saturday's shooter and any accomplices, foreign or domestic. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tonight at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, former presidential candidate Nikki Haley will speak. The AP's Meg Kennard reports the issue in focus tonight will be immigration.
The theme of Tuesday night's proceedings is Make America Safe Once Again. We expect that we'll hear a lot about law enforcement, crime, and also immigration, and expect that a lot of the speakers taking the stage will go after what they see as failures in Joe Biden's administration.
A company is now selling $299 Fight high-top sneakers, showing an image of Donald Trump with streaks of blood on his cheek and pumping his fist in the air after he was the target of an assassination attempt. It's from a company Trump reported owning in his 2023 financial disclosure. New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez was found guilty of taking bribes in cash and gold. Adam Fee is Menendez's attorney.
We disagree with it, and we believe today, as we have since day one, in Bob's innocence.
This is AP News. California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a law banning school districts from passing policies that require parents to be notified if their child asks to change their pronoun or gender identity.
The law also bans rules that require staff to disclose a student's sexual orientation to any other person without the child's permission. There was stiff debate in Sacramento before the bill was passed. Proponents say it will help protect students living in homes where such news might be unwelcome. Critics say it will hinder schools' ability to communicate with parents. At the Anderson Union High School District, the local teachers union president Shea Stevens said enforcing such rules are a lose-lose situation, and he doesn't think school staff are the right people to be having those conversations. I'm Jennifer King.
Former TV personality Carlos Watson was convicted in a federal financial conspiracy case about Ozzy Media, an ambitious startup that collapsed after another executive impersonated a YouTube executive to hype the company's success. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.